Now, Ken, I have a question for you, if you're ready. Have you got your thinking cap on?
Oh, not too difficult. Please, not too difficult.
Can I just ask you, is that your sleeping cap or your thinking cap you're wearing?
Oh, this is my thinking cap now. Serious thinking cap.
You know mine because it says D on it for Derek. Anyway, can you name a bird that actively enters the water to feed?
I think that might be the dipper.
Correct. The answer is the dipper. You may see a dipper flying fast and straight along the surface of a river, but watch them when they land and dip underwater in search of insect larvae such as caddisfly or mayfly. At this time of year, they are nesting, and their nests are commonly found under old bridges. Declan Murphy from Birdwatch Ireland recently got in touch to share his experiences of dippers, and in particular, a nesting pair he's been watching in County Wicklow. Terry Flanagan went off to the Garden County to find out more.
God, Declan, this is beautiful here, this river. What river is it?
This is the Avonmore River, and it's a lovely evening here this evening. And the Avonmore River flows for over 30 kilometres. And rivers are a very challenging environment. They're fast flowing, they're cold, they're surrounded by slippery rocks. And any animal or bird that has adapted to live in the river is usually quite specialised. And the reason we're here tonight is we're looking at an extremely specialised bird. We're here to look at the dipper. Now, the dipper is a bird that I've watched for many, many years, and most bird watchers be very familiar with and see on a very regular basis. And yet it's a bird an awful lot of people will not have heard of, and they will never have seen. It's a very specialised bird. They're unique amongst all the passerines. Passerines are perching birds. It's the only perching bird that swims and dives. It's semi-aquatic. All the other birds we see on rivers, mallard, moorhen, herons, they're not passerines, they're not perching birds. So this bird is unique. And there's actually only 5 species in the entire world
of dippers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this is its full title is the white-throated dipper. But in Ireland, we call it just the dipper.
Are we going to get to see one tonight now? Yeah,
we should get to see them. There's quite a number of pairs on this stretch of river, and once we get our eye in, we should pick them up because a lot of people wouldn't have seen them before, and so they can be hard to see if you're not familiar what to look for. They're about the size of a blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're kind of stumpy birds.
They're very stumpy, round birds. They're very, very distinctive when you see them. And they perch on the rocks in the middle of the river. But they're very dark. They're seen from behind. They have a very dark, sooty black body.
I presume that's an adaptation, or kind of camouflage.
Yes, because it blends in with the river from behind. Now, their head is slightly browner. When they fly away from you, you just get a glimpse of something dark, chunky bird, flapping wings, disappearing down the river, and you'll say that could be anything. But when it turns around, it has this beautiful white bib. It's so pristine, it's amazing, and it just glows against the darkness of the river banks or the river itself.
But you know what I love about them too? I know whenever I see a dipper or a pair of dippers, it's telling me that this water is pristine. It's absolutely clear water. Whether it's a dipper or whether it's a kingfisher, I know that.
They are all what's known as indicator species, mm-hmm. and you're quite right, because the way the food chain works, they're a great indicator of a healthy river. They feed on stonefly larvae, caddis larvae, mayfly larvae, and they all require very oxygenated water mm-hmm. to thrive. And that's what we have here. And the birds that feed here are very specialised, and the dipper does have some extremely unique adaptations to help it survive in this really challenging environment. Compared to other birds, it has very dense plumage.
Mm.
And this plumage is heavily waterproofed. They have an oil gland at the base of their tail, and the dipper spends an awful lot of time preening. And you'll see it reaches round, preens the base of the tail, it's getting a small little bit of oil on it, and it rubs that oil off the feathers. And it basically makes it completely waterproof. And you'll see when the bird goes into the water and it comes out, it's like little beads of mercury just coming off, little shiny droplets just drop off. It's a very robust bird. It's quite it's chunky, and it's very strong legs and claws. And
of course, it needs them to cling on to the rocks.
Yes, because the bit that when you first see it, you say that's a nice bird perched on the rock. What you don't realise is that it dives into the water and swims underwater, and it has short, roundy wings that act like flippers.
Mm-hmm.
And it, because there's very strong current in the Avonmore River here, and when it goes in, it's got to be careful it doesn't get swept away.
Yeah, so it can walk along, can't it?
It can walk along.
Yes,
right. It goes onto the bottom of the river, and it has big, strong legs and claws, and it can hold onto the rocks while it's feeding. And then it comes up to the surface and eats the food or carries it to the nest, which we will see later on.
And you know where they're nesting?
I do.
Okay, up there, that bridge up above?
There's a bridge up there. Why don't we walk up and have a look?
Bring me up, and we'll go to your hide. Do you get to see them much during the rest of the year?
Yes, and February actually is one of the best months to see them because they're displaying and they're courting, and the courtship and display is fascinating to watch. I mean, I watch it for hours and I never tire of it. The male has a very loud song. It has to be very loud because it carries over the roar of the water, and it's a bit like a blackbird mixed in with a warbler. But when the male is singing, quite often the female approaches him, and then they do this sword display, it's called, where the both of them point their bills up in the air, and the male holds out his wings and starts flapping them, a bit like a little ballerina almost.
Lovely.
And does a little twirling dance with his bill pointed up, and when he's doing that, the female lowers her bill and bows before him and spreads the wings out.
True love.
Absolutely true love. It's gorgeous to see, and it's one of the highlights of the year for dippers. When you see that, it's an insight into the private life of an animal that you really, it makes you be so appreciative of what you've seen. It's a privilege to actually see something like that, and I never tire of it, and I hope I never will.
Well, I know we're not going to get to see that now, but come on, we'll go up and see, can we see them when they're actually nesting?
So now, Terry, I'd like you to come on into the hide and join me while we have a look at these dippers under the bridge here.
This is not a hide, this is a car. I was expecting something like the hide you had for the woodpeckers.
Well, the woodpecker hide I built, and that was at a permanent nest site. But when you're watching dippers, you need to be mobile and to be moving up and down the river. So,
well, come on,
it's
let's get in.
It's easier to like, use the car.
So where exactly is the nest? Somewhere under the bridge there, is it?
Yes, it's under the bridge here in front of us. And like most dipper nests, it's located over the deepest part of the river.
Right.
Which is almost always the centre or slightly to one side. Now, the bridge in front of us, the near side to where we're sitting, is very, very shallow. And the far side of the river is extremely deep. And that's
there he is.
Just come in on the rock just below the far side of the bridge.
Right.
Now he's doing his very characteristic
bobbing
and dipping. That's where they get the name, of course, from his dipper. Now I'm just looking now, and he has food in his bill. Now the young have only hatched.
Right.
So they're still quite small. And the invertebrates that he's bringing in are very, very small. And as the chicks get older, you can see the food they're bringing in becomes larger and larger to accommodate the larger appetite of the chicks that are in the nest.
Oh, no,
there he flies up. Yes, yes, he's gone into the nest, just right in the middle of the bridge. And there's the other one. That's the female. And look, the two of them are together now. Oh, that's lovely. He's actually singing. The male is actually doing a display song to the female. Do you see the way the male is perched on the near rock and he was pointing his bill skyward?
Yes, yes.
And that was actually a display to the female. The female is the one slightly to the left.
Yeah.
Now, that is a great opportunity to tell the differences that we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. The male is 25% larger than the female usually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there he goes.
Although he's gone back up to the nest.
Yeah. That's him that's gone up?
I think that's the male. Because that's the one that was doing the display,
the little dance and
the song.
Now, look, he's gone back out again.
He's gone
up the river.
He's gone up the river to feed, and the female is still there. Now, that female, she came in after him. I'll just check in my binoculars, see, does he have... Yes, she still has food. She still has food with her. Now, what he did that time, when he flew up to the nest first, he fed the chicks, then he flew down to her, and he flew up a second time. And what he would have been doing that time was he would have been trying to take a fecal sac from one of the chicks and flying out.
There's the female flying past.
Oh, no, she's not. She's coming very close, actually. Yes.
She's
bobbing there on the rock in front of us. And look how the white bib gives it the name.
It?
It's just glowing against the river. Now, the river at this hour of the evening is lovely. I mean, you can just see it there in front of us.
And a lovely flow on it, isn't there?
Yes. It's flat, calm. And you've just got this little kind of, foam and little, like suds on the top of a wash basin, really, just drifting past. And she's sitting there on the rock. She seems to have dropped the food. She looks very content.
She is.
She's not bothered with us at all. They're quite accustomed to people along here. They're quite obliging birds. They're very, very tolerant. But this is the reason, Terry, that as we said earlier, that although they're a widespread bird, and we're sitting here watching them, I think the male just flew back into the nest.
The female's gone up as well.
Yeah. So the two of them are in the nest now.
He's
just shot down.
The two of them are gone.
They are, aren't they? But as I was saying there, we're getting great views here.
Yeah.
And every couple of seconds or every few minutes, we are seeing these birds coming in and out. And they're a very widespread bird. There's a pair here, there's another pair a kilometre up, there's another pair a kilometre downstream. And yet, an awful lot of people will never have seen one in all their lives, let alone even heard of them. And the reason for this is they're confined to the river here in front of us.
Yeah. So it's a linear habitat they have.
It is, yeah. It's a linear habitat, and unlike many other water birds that would use like the river, like a heron or a mallard, but they go off the river as well. So the heron will fly off, it'll fly over a lake, it'll fly down to the beach, and people will see them.
And it nests, of course, in trees.
Exactly. But dippers don't move from the river. And as you said, it's a linear habitat, and it's quite narrow.
Yeah.
You only have to look, I mean, it's only about 10, 15 metres wide here, and it's a kilometre long. So that's where they get their large territory from. But unless you're within 10, 12 metres of the river, you're not going to see one.
Mm-hmm.
And an awful lot of people, they'll walk a lot, they're on the road sort of thing, and the river is very close by. There's a dipper just come in,
yeah,
and he's gone into the water beside us, just on the bank underneath us. You can see the ripples just coming out from the edge of the bank there. You can see all
I
the ripples
see
in
it,
the
actually.
Water. Just on the right-hand side of the bank here, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm
being
looking.
Quite close.
On our side?
On our side.
I still can't see him.
He's just around that little bit of green mound there, yeah, on the right-hand side.
But they are very active, aren't they? That's what, it's about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening.
That's
now.
That's right, but it's a lovely evening now, and I would be here most evenings, and yesterday evening it was very, very dull, and the birds were a little less active. Now, on top of that, the birds are a day... There's
he's gone in,
just gone back in again. The birds are a lot more active because the chicks are growing. And like all birds, an extra day or two makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Like, you know yourself, like, these chicks, like all passerines, are born naked.
Mm-hmm.
And within 4 or 5 days, they've got feathers.
Yeah.
And then another 4 or 5 days, the eyes are open. The development is really, really fast. So 24 or 48 hours isn't very much, but the appetite of those chicks can increase hugely.
And so, how long would they spend in the nest now?
Usually about 17 days. 17 mm-hmm. to... 17 to 24 is the maximum, really. So that gives you an average of 20 with 21. But usually with the Irish dippers, it's about 17. They nest early, and the young will have fledged, you know, about 20, 24 days after the eggs hatch, and then it's time to go. The parents carry on feeding them around the river for the next few weeks after that, but they only have the one brood usually.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks also to Ken Whelan. Ken, good luck with your trip to Seattle.
Thank you very much indeed,
at
Eric.
The Simon Conference. Our researcher is John Riley, and the producer is Anna Leddy. Until next time, goodbye.
And Mooney Goes Wild was presented by Derek Mooney.